From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. The photographic images we see from Haiti usually evoke misery, especially after the country's catastrophic 2010 earthquake. But anyone who's been to Haiti knows that's hardly the whole picture, which is why a new and unprecedented photo exhibit that just opened at the NSU Art Museum Fort Lauderdale is one of this year's most important in South Florida. It's called From Within and Without: The History of Haitian Photography, and it goes a long way toward broadening and brightening our vision of Haiti. Noted Haitian-American artist Edouard Duval Carrier curated the show, and I recently sat down with him to talk about its potential impact. Thanks for coming in, Edouard, and congratulations on this exhibit.
Well, thank you, and delighted to be here with you.
First, I want to point out that you're a celebrated painter. How did you get so involved in promoting photography? What was the genesis of all this?
I was born in Haiti, left under the Duvalier regime, you know, like because of the situation there. And since then, I was very, very much involved with the history of Haiti, per se. The whole complexity of Haiti's, you know, like position vis-a-vis the world. Being here, I've realized also that the proximity, you know, like of South Florida to the Caribbean and to Haiti makes it very crucial that people realize and understand the complexity of that nation.
And so photography then was one of the crucial avenues into that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And with the advent of photography, it was immediately used in Haiti. And it was interesting to me to try to put images to, you know, like to that whole history, to see how we see ourselves and how we are seen from the exterior.
But this is believed to be the first historical survey of Haitian photography ever presented in a museum. And the more than 300 photographs span two centuries. How difficult was it to find them?
It was quite complicated because, I mean, archives in Haiti are very scant, but we've managed to go deeply into especially the 19th century with a particular collection that has been amassed in Canada by a Haitian national. The show encompasses much more than the 19th century. I mean, it goes into the U.S. occupation of Haiti, which was quite important, 15 years, and which left the United States and Haiti quite traumatized.
What do you hope these photos will convey about Haiti to a public that is so accustomed to viewing only tragic images of the place?
Well, it certainly will complicate the vision of Haiti and it probably humanize it. For example, in the 19th century, the earliest photograph found were the coronation album of our first emperor. No, our second emperor, Mr. Faustin Soulouque, who does not have a wonderful reputation, but he hired a couple of photographers to create a coronation album.
I want to point out two photos. One is a gorgeous black and white portrait of a woman in a turban by French-Haitian photographer Chantal Reynaud. It struck me because of its soft beauty, which cameras just don't capture enough of in Haiti. Another is a photo of Haitians voting by the Miami Herald's Carl Just, who was born in Haiti. It projects the political chaos we so often associate with Haiti, but the tone feels hopeful.
Chantal Reynaud has been going to Haiti for the last, 20, 30 years, and has been very interested in religion and particularly, like the voodoo. And she tries to humanize that the face of that religion, which has been much maligned. And Carl Just, I mean, the fact that he was Haitian, he always, tried to complicate and humanize the vision of Haitians, and they're willing to participate in a democratic process, which has been, a problem since the beginning of the existence of that nation.
The show's timing also seems strong given the current controversy over the Dominican Republic's treatment of Haitians in that country. In that regard, could this exhibit be an opportunity for art to lend a voice during a humanitarian crisis?
I certainly hope so. It will become, quite an issue if it continues.
If we see the mass deportations,
yes,
for example.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Edouard.
Thank you very much.
Edouard Duval Carrier is the curator of From Within and Without, The History of Haitian Photography. It opened June 21st and runs through October 4th at the NSU Art Museum, Fort Lauderdale. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.